John, do you want to give your councillor report? Anything else important?
Just running through things quickly. See, the Light Up Red campaign has started again for the Black Watch Monument to mark the remembrance period. We've had the gullies throughout the town cleaned. Maybe not them all, because you've got to remember sometimes when they go, there's vehicles parked over the top of them and they can't always get in. But the whole town has been done on that basis. And I also got the street sweeper, which has only really just come back into operation again recently, has been round the town as well. Talked about defibs. Millbrae, there are issues sometimes with the bin lorry getting down Millbrae from Bank Street and sometimes into the rear of the Watermill and Homer, because vehicles are parking in that little inshot, if you like, across from the entrance. Now, the reason the inshot is there is that big lorries need that space to reverse in and drive out of the kind of sharp entrance there. So I'm looking at trying to get parking restrictions put down just at the entrance to Millbrae from Bank Street, so that cars don't park right on the kind of corners there, and also further down the hill to try and stop vehicles parking in that that particular area. And I think that's probably one of the things that was raised with me was in the Maness Terrace car park, there are some bigger bays which are designed for sort of mini coaches and minibuses and things like that, but they're not marked as coach bays, and therefore effectively anything can park in them. And it does mean that if there are small coaches or whatever looking for parking, quite often they're not available to them because they're not sort of reserved for them. And I don't know whether that keeps away some groups that might want to come into the town if they're having trouble finding specific parking bays set aside to them. So there was a request to consider putting, you know, coaches only sort of down along these, I think it's maybe four bays in the car park there, and I'm not sure what the
ones beside the recycling bins, John.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's four or five, I can't remember.
Yeah, they're obviously designed for bigger vehicles, if you like, but whenever you go down, it's usually cars and things like that are parking in them. So
perhaps they just need to get painted with signs saying coaches only.
Well, if they do that, then it's obviously reserved for coaches, and if you park a car in it, you'll get a ticket, effectively. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you not put, like, you know how some of these motorhomes, can you not put RVs as well? You know, like coaches or RVs or something? Just some people have big, you know, RVs.
Yeah. I can look into it, certainly, but if you felt that was a good idea, I can try and progress it and come back to you.
Yeah.
But it was really a case of, you know, there might be more sort of small coaches or mini buses full of people that would come and use that car park if there was available parking within it.
Okay, thank you, John.
That's me. Oh, sorry, just one other thing, sorry. And Mary, thanks very much for your help in doing the Community Investment Fund. But whatever that was a couple of weeks ago, we looked at allocating the £43,500 that we had, and we've supported 11 of the 13 projects that applied, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think it was actually, when I think the Perthshire Seed Library was in Aberfeldy too, if I remember correctly. So 6 of the 13 were over in this particular area that we supported. With six significant percentage, most of them probably 100% of their funding, but if not a significant percentage, and they should probably have been advised by now of the their successful applications. We've still got, we only used up 38,500, so we've still got about £5,200 or thereabouts to allocate. So there'll be another short round of applications that can take place soon.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mary, for doing that.
And if there's nothing else, I'll dip out just now, if that's okay, Victor. And if there is anything else, just drop me an email afterwards.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks, folks. Sorry, I have to leave it at that.